DI Plus is recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings in front of a live chat room audience on Pride48.com.
Hey, Daniel.
Yeah, Adam.
Let's kick this pig.
So you do like that?
I don't, but you make me say it, so I'm just, it's like the birthday song. I'm gonna go with it because you make me.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Wonder Bread. No childhood should be complete without Wonder Bread, so we've brought back the slice that's graced lunchboxes for generations. Look for our iconic packaging and brightening up a bread aisle near you, or check us out at wonderbread.com. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DIPLUS for a classic white discount. Ooh, that sounds racist. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the Wonder Bread Free State. I am joined from the Wonder Bread Free State of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel.
You know what? As soon as I get to the new place, I'm writing that down, and I'm going to put it on the wall in front of me.
You know, I really don't have any Wonder Bread because I was telling the chat room that I ate moldy biscuits for dinner.
You know, it's almost as if that was just, some synchronicity there. Some kind of weird, thing that our sponsor tonight would be Wonder Bread after you had just gotten finished telling the chat room a story about eating moldy biscuits.
Well, I was asking them if it was okay because I don't want to keel over dead like during the show. I thought, I better find out right now if it's going to kill me so we can at least have a replacement host ready.
A replacement? You know, there is no replacement host.
There isn't. Hey, this is not on the Trello, but we should take a little trip over to Spotting Big Fatty.
Oh, did it finally get posted?
It did.
Ah.
Yes.
Oh, looky there. It did indeed. Spotted by Adam Burns.
Yeah, so it was a horrible job. Actually, I was hoping that someone else
Wearing a Batman hood?
Am I wearing a Batman hood?
It looks like you've got some kind of really large blindfold around your head there.
No, I'm wearing a hat.
No, that's down much further than a hat would be.
That's because when I used to wear my hat crooked.
I like the Batman better. I'm Batman.
Yeah. No, I was just trying to hide my face. I didn't want anyone to see it, so yeah. But I needed, I saw there is another picture of him that's sideways, like a profile shot.
Yes.
And I really should have used, I didn't know there was another one floating around. I should have used that one because the way this one is, it looks like I'm doing bad things to his ear.
You are. Maybe that's why it didn't get posted for so long.
Yeah. And I don't know who owns that blog. I probably should know, but maybe that person listened and said, oh, dear God, if Adam doesn't shut up about this.
Right. Probably was. You know what, Adam? It is Tuesday evening, 10:15 p.m. And that, of course, can mean only one thing, that we are streaming live on Pride48.com. And a big howdy-ho to the folks in the chat room this evening. Let's find out who's in there, shall we? It is Brian, that blue jeans guy. Daddy Dave, who is recovering. So we're happy for him. It's the Good Humor Penguin. That's Michael Fine. It's All About Dan. Kathy Bacon. She has an extra K at the end of her name tonight because she was booted from the chat room earlier. Our chat bot, Dante, kicked Q Sledge, Kathy Bacon, and All About Dan at the chat room.
Did they come back? I guess they did.
They did. Yeah, they apparently did. Kingsley is here. Hi, Kingsley. Pleased to meet you. Christian is here. The Q Biscuit. I guess it's Q Sledge who's back. It's Rambling Redhead, the RT Cruiser. Oh, look, Seder 69 is here this evening. Scott, the Seder 69. Tom G is here. Toppy Smelly, Turnip Head, And CR Mags is all about and raw fuckery from Wisconsin, which I believe is Darcy. Did I miss anyone? I don't think I did.
Oh, hey, is he smoking pot right now? Because what I hear is that he is big into the pot smoking.
Who? Sader?
RC.
Oh, RC. Yes, I believe that if you were to cut him, he would bleed green.
Have I ever said pot really smells like a skunk? I don't know why anyone. I mean, there was a skunk out in the road in front of my house last week sometime. I mean, I could have taken that dead skunk and lit it on fire and smoked it, and it would have been about the same as the smell of marijuana.
I'm doing just fine, Adam. Thanks for asking.
How are you, Daniel? How are you doing? I hear you painted your office.
You hear that I've what?
You painted your office. Well, you didn't paint your office. Robert painted my office.
Yeah, no, it's, well, you know, in going back to how I am, actually, I've had an intense parasitic infection for the past, like, 9 months. And it was a parasitic infection that I didn't realize was a parasitic infection at first. And then it finally figured out that it was a parasitic infection. And it's just an enormous amount of blood loss. And,
ew.
But that
ew.
Is.
So but it was it's so okay. bad that Apparently, you had to repaint your walls?
No, it's okay. The long and the short of it is it'll be all cleared up tomorrow. So
that's really I'm glad. Well, you know what? I'm coming to visit you, as everyone heard whoever listened to last week's show.
Yes.
And I'll be glad that all your parasites are gone before I'm there, because I don't really want any parasites.
Right. The office has been painted here because we are moving yet again. And this time we are moving for financial reasons. So what happened is we live in this this lovely new apartment here, and we got a really big place. Because we were both working and, you know, why not? And but now Robert's not working. And so we're in this very big place that we pay a lot of money for. And a smaller apartment opened up literally down the hall. So with, you know, like we can put things on dollies and move them down the hall to a smaller apartment that happens to be about $700 a month cheaper. So we don't have to move our parking spaces or anything like that. So it's a very easy move to make, and it saves us about $700 a month. So the downside of that is that we're having to repaint this apartment because we had painted it. So yeah, so we're moving, but it's a very small move. In fact, you know, we do not anticipate to really be out of pocket for much. The cats are very nervous because they see all the stuff being packed, and so they assume that we're doing another huge move, and they just don't seem to understand. Like, no, guys, we're just going down the hall. It's okay. This is a shorter trip than you take to the vet.
Well, I know they don't like that, because I recall when you did your big like state cross country thing that you did, the move, they were bouncing off the walls of the U-Haul or something.
They were indeed. Oh yes, I didn't realize that I did. Actually, in this case, I believe Christian. Because Christian in the chat room from Pleased to Meet You is pointing out that I said literally down the hall, which is, of course, a pet peeve. But I believe in this case it is the correct usage, because it is literally down the hall. So not figuratively down the hall. It is literally down the hall. So there you go.
It is.
We will be moving, and it is on the thing. And my whole parasitic infection thing is getting fixed. So,
well, I'm really glad about that. I mean, I already had one. Well, I didn't have a parasitic infection, but Sydney had a parasitic infection.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, we just got that cleared up. I don't want to, you know, transmit some other parasite, you know, back here from when I come back.
I was going to say it's not really contagious, but then I think I caught it from Lori Dean. So it's kind of
And I think Lori had to move out of the state.
Yeah, he did. Anyway, so let's just move along. Let's move along.
So I want to talk about someone, you know, someone posted a picture in the, I don't know what it was related to exactly, because we didn't talk about, but there is a picture of someone with some kind of gray mud all over them, with like, they're naked and their dick is hanging down and there's like a guy in between their legs licking their balls. I don't know. But anyway, it was totally unrelated to anything we were talking about, but that's okay, because it's a good lead in to my next one. So I was at the gym the other day. So the thing
where is this at? Where is this mud picture with the penis?
Ramble Redhead posted it. It's about, I don't know.
Oh, 15. In the chat room. Oh,
yeah.
I was confused.
The chat room right next to your head.
Yeah, no, now. I see right now. Ramble Redhead, he posted it because it's a dirty picture. See, it's a naked guy, but he's covered in dirt. See, it's a dirty picture.
Yes. But anyway, so I was at the gym, and I think this was yesterday. I'm not sure, but I was at the gym anyway. And I go into the locker room to change my clothes because I came straight from work and I had my gym stuff in a bag and whatever. So I go in there and there's this, I don't know, he must have been 18, 19, 20. He looked like he was even younger than that. He looked like he could have been 15, 16. I don't know.
So he looked like he was in your age range, but right, probably but, 18 but or 19, which is far too old.
He was probably over my age range
right.
a little bit. But so I go in there and I'm going to change or whatever. And I see that he's got a pair of underwear in his hands and he's got on, I don't know what he was wearing at the time, but he has underwear in his hands. And I was thinking, ooh, maybe I've come in at just the opportune time and he's going to be changing out of what he's wearing into this underwear. So, you know, I don't want to look too creepy or whatever. So I'm like, you know, I'm trying not to look, but I'm, you know, getting my locker and getting out, you know, getting out all my stuff, getting ready to change. And sure enough, he pulls off whatever pants he was wearing. I can't remember. And it was and he was like this skinny little, like young looking thing, right?
Right.
And he pulls off his whatever he was wearing and out flops the biggest, plumpest, like, and it's not hard. It's soft, but it's like this big, plump, full, beautiful penis.
Yes.
And
did you applaud? Did you like, well, you know?
No, I didn't. But I realized.
Bravo, sir. Bravo, sir.
So I was trying not to stare. But I mean, it was like it was one of the prettiest ones I've ever seen in my life. And
yeah.
And I realized,
if you had an enormous soft penis that was just beautiful and everything and you knew it, I mean, you would just, yeah, go ahead, stare. You shouldn't have tried to not look like you were staring. You should have just said, you know what? That is just a gorgeous piece of meat, sir.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, I mean, he could
tell
have
your parents. Do you have your parents' phone numbers? I'd like to call them and congratulate them.
Right.
Just say, on a well job done. Well done.
But you know, but here's the deal. I learned something about myself. I really, and this is, I am not, my penis is an okay size. I mean, it's fine. And it's a nice.
When it's not in Big Fatty's ear.
Right. It's a nice looking penis. You know, it's pretty. It's well formed, all that kind of stuff. It's not huge, but it's, you know, it's good. It's a good looking penis as far as penises go. What I realized is that I really like penises that are really plump and full and long when they're soft. I've never really realized that about myself, but it really turns me on to see one that is not hard, but it's like thick and hanging down, you know?
Okay.
So, I don't know if anyone else has a thing about that, but I think, thinking back on it, I think I would rather see, like, when I'm looking at photos, like pornographic,
yes,
you know, photos.
You do realize you're just inviting the chat room to now post pictures of
I would love
penises.
I would love that.
Okay. All right. Please feel free, folks, to post pictures of big, soft penises for Adam.
And I'm telling you, it was like at least halfway down his leg. But anyway.
You know, I think you should have said something. I think you should have, you know, hold on just a second. I got to get the phone here. You know, by the way, Sater's in the chat room. We should probably,
Sater's doesn't hang down like that. I've seen it.
No, but no, not that. We should probably ask him about the, you know, what play to go and see in New York. Cause he likes all those really horrible, like shitty musicals. Let me get the phone. Yes. Hello. Uh-oh. I don't know if the phone's working. Hello.
Hey guys, this is Christina calling from Greetings from Nowhere, and I have a phone call for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
Harold Ramis, famous for being in Ghostbusters as one of the writers, he's died today at age 69. Apparently he was fighting some sort of strange autoimmune disease, and he passed away today, February 24th. Harold Ramis, star of Ghostbusters. Dead at 69.
Dead.
Anyways,
69.
Love you guys. Thanks. Bye.
Right. And he was the one.
Yes.
Who played the really nerdy, like the nerd with the glasses and
the
crazy
hair. He played
the
really
nerdy,
like nerd. Right.
Huh?
He played like the really nerdy, like nerd. Right?
Yes. Right. Exactly. Yes. And you know, I had heard that they were thinking about remaking Ghostbusters or making a sequel or whatever with the same. Oh no, that one is, yes.
You know, the people listening at home. No idea. So the chat room is complying here and posting many pictures of big soft penises. So they have no idea which one you're talking about. But it doesn't matter. So you were good there. Anyway, by the way, Christina. Yes, indeed. Harold Ramis is.
Yes, congratulations. And, anyway, congratulations. They were thinking about remaking that or making a sequel. And now I don't know. Maybe they won't because one of the characters is dead now.
Oh, well, but now probably they'll make it because there'll be some kind of interest in it.
I don't know. Anyway, that Congratulations, Christina. Yes, he is dead.
Congratulations,
you're right,
Christina. And yes, so I'm distracted by all the naked photos in the chat room. There. Oh, and there's a picture of Harold Ramis. It was not naked. It's just a picture of Harold Ramis. Can someone remind me, because have you, oh, by the way, you know, there's two questions that I normally ask you every week. And I'm going to ask you, of course, right now, are you caught up with It's All About Me?
I am caught up with It's All About Me.
So if you heard on It's All About Me, they were talking about someone that's on the current Project Runway that looks like you. Did you go and Google the image? Because I found it the other day and I Googled it and I posted it in the chat room. It does look a lot like you. I forget what the guy's name is. No.
See, that's one of my entries for Trello. And I just wanted to say, well, first of all, the guy, you know, the guy's attractive enough and everything. So I don't mind people thinking I look or he looks like me. But really, here is what I get from people.
Yes.
Anytime there is a guy who is semi-attractive wearing a baseball cap.
Yes.
People think that looks like me. I mean, it's like, you know, I get that all the time. And it's like the only resemblance between myself and this person that you were saying I look like is that he's also wearing a black baseball cap, which I tend to do.
No, it's not true at all.
This guy is Asian. He has Asian eyes. He's like dark brown.
Yes.
Black hair. None of those things are true about me.
All right, the hair aside, because when you say that somebody looks like someone in the face, whatever, you don't, you discount the hair. So yeah, I know he doesn't have your hair color. Okay. But you go to the tanning booth. You like to tan, right? And it's like, so you're saying that this guy is Asian. So he's not really dark. He's just kind of that caramel brown color, which you often are. I'm looking at you here on video. I see, and he does look a lot like you.
I'm not tanning anymore. I think I have skin cancer. So I stopped.
He looks as though he could be related to you. I'm not saying he's like your twin. I'm just saying that I think someone has just posted it there.
If I looked out of the corner of my eye
over there, I would have to look twice. You know who else it kind of looks like? It kind of looks like from Pride 48 this year. Kind of looks like Ant.
Now that could be, but I mean, yes, I could see that, but not see chat room.
It's if you and Ant had a love child, that's who it would look like.
Maybe his name is Brady Lange or whatever, Lange, however you say it. I don't watch the show. It's Lange. So I would assume it's like Jessica Lange or whatever, who's on American Horror Story. Maybe it's her son. I don't know.
Now, but RT Cruiser has just posted a picture of a soft penis that has to be Photoshopped, or else we're going to Australia immediately because...
See, that one's too big. That one is too big. But no, this was a very... Noah, and someone asked me if I took a... How can I covertly take a picture of someone's penis in the locker room? I don't own Google Glass.
You just pull out your camera and you act like you're texting.
Right at
you don't
his
have
penis.
Excuse me, I
have to send a text.
You
just
no, you
the
hold
phone.
The phone up right in front of you and text, right? You like, you start over here and you just kind of like, you know, just keep moving. And then you hit the you're not actually texting. And then you hit the button. You have your sounds turned off on your camera, I hope.
And the other, I don't know if I do or not, but the other thing is
yes.
that he did it very quickly. Like he was trying to change as quickly as possible. So it would have been difficult, but I saw it, but it's not like he kept it out for ages. Now there was the last time I mentioned a naked guy, he was sitting there with his legs spread, like showing the world, like, look at me. I'm proud of my body and my penis and everything else. This guy was like, oh, I have to change, and did it quickly. So anyway,
so he didn't want people to.
He wasn't showing off. No, he just needed to change.
So there's this this thing. I'm transitioning now to another topic. I don't know, you know, if you realize
what was the guy that Christina said, Harold Ramis?
Yes, Harold Ramis. Okay. He's dead. And congratulations, Christina, in case we didn't say that because we were being distracted by penises. So since we're on this topic of penises anyway, you'll recall several shows ago that Donna Sugars had brought up this website that I was that I had, you know. She led me to this website called PornMD. And
yes.
So I had been over in this point. Oh, by the way, we need to ask Sater that question because I keep forgetting. Anyway, so I saw this little story today about PornMD, and I've been fascinated with this just off and on all day long. So if you go over to PornMD.com, on the main page, they have now, and what PornMD is, for those of you who don't know, is it's kind of like it's a Google for porn sites. So you can like type in, I don't know, soft, flaccid penis or big flaccid penis or whatever, and it will find all the videos from Pornhub and XTube and whatever that will fit that particular thing. But they've added this new live search stream, so you can actually click on to see in real time what people are searching for right now, like the search terms that people are just searching. So just anonymous, like just search terms that are going for, and then you can see the aggregated, like what the top searches are. Like for right now, under the gay setting, this is what people are searching for. Just random people are searching for stud fist, spy beach, beautiful exotic Brazilian girls. They're in the wrong place. Hands-free erection. Now, really, a hands-free erection? You can't get a hands-free... Anyway.
Some people, that's really impressive. Oh my God, he can get a hands-free erection?
Really? I mean, I could understand if it was hands-free coming or something, but like hands-free erection... Anyway, gay humping pillow. Anyway, so I was going to... If you go to the top searches, though, you can actually like narrow it down by geographic area. So like right now in the United States, the number one searched for term on the porn MD site for gay folks is straight.
Really?
And you'd think that, oh, that's kind of weird. But if you go over to the UK, the number one term in the UK, the United Kingdom,
wanker.
No, is straight. So apparently we spend in the US and in the UK.
Well, wait, how do they know the person? How do they know the person who's searching is gay?
No, when you go to PornMD, you can say, I want to search gay porn or straight porn. In other words, you're searching for gay porn. It is a search engine for porn, but you get to, right up front, weed out either straight porn or gay porn.
Oh, they're checking the gay box.
Right.
And then searching for straight.
Correct.
Well, I think that's just people being funny.
Now, the number, no, because a lot of guys, it's a turn on for a lot of guys.
Oh, sleeping cum.
Straight guys. But the number two term in the UK is chav. Have you ever heard of this term before? Chav?
Yes. It's white trash.
But I've been fascinated with this whole chav stream. It's like, wow, there's a lot of really hot guys in that.
Chav is like white trash. It's yes.
Yeah, but they're British. I think the British the British accent overrides the white trash.
So one of my exes from England, Nathan, who was from a very posh town, Tunbridge Wells, he's rich, and they would call, all the poor, white, trashy sort of guys chavs.
Did you see Kingsley's thing in the chat room there for you? Anyway, it was interesting. I found it fascinating. So if you go over there to pornmd.com, you can see the most popular, the top searches, and then actually this whole live search thing is really kind of fascinating.
See, my top live search isn't like yours at all.
Why?
Well, mine says Cornhole Rodeo.
You, sir, are in the wrong area, I'm pretty sure.
No, well, I don't know. Oh, I also have Sister Shower.
Oh, wait. Someone is now searching for women fucking dogs video. Okay, excellent.
Vacuum pump pussy.
I'm sorry. No, that is not us saying hello. That is us answering the phone. Hello. Yes.
DI Plus, it's Kevin and Danbury. Maria Von Trapp, age 99, died in Vermont. Aww. So sad. So long. Farewell. I'll be the thing tonight.
So right. So she died in Vermont. I'm guessing. I haven't been to Vermont
now,
yet. I moved up here 2 years ago. You know what Vermont has, though, don't you? You know what Vermont is famous
cheddar?
For? No, more than that. That's where the Ben and Jerry's ice cream plant is.
If she has to have been the youngest. I haven't looked this up, but is she the youngest? Was she the little girl?
I don't know.
Because if she was the little girl, she actually didn't say goodbye, farewell, auf Wiedersehen. She had the very end of the song was hers, and she was falling asleep, and she just, I forget what her line was. I watched it live on NBC,
but there is the real Von Trapp family, and then there was Sound of Music, which was loosely based on the Von Trapp family, that they weren't necessarily all named the same thing. So do not conflate the Sound of Music with a historical, documentary about the
Von Trapp. Well, I assume it's about a family, and I assume there were daughters.
Yes, but the dad was not a vampire in real life.
There had to have been a youngest daughter, so I'm saying, was she the youngest daughter? Because she's the last one to die.
She had a different name.
So that was Kevin and Danbury, right?
Kevin and Danbury, correct? Correct.
So, Harold Ramis, how much money are we giving Harold Ramis?
No, we're not doing that yet.
We're not doing that, okay.
We're not yet. We'll implement that. I've been moving. I've been painting and stuff. So we'll have to just wait to implement that.
So it was your office
at
keeps
at
you...
At the end of the last show was when this RT Cruiser suggestion came in. It's got to go through committee. It's got to work
you
its
have
way
to do,
through.
I forgot. You're doing a spinning wheel thing.
Yeah, got to come out with something.
Oh, yeah, that's
or
right.
Or a six-sided die or something. Some kind of way to do it.
No, we have to have the spinning wheel sound. I told you.
Oh, no, I have the sound. I just need to write the program. So here's the spinning wheel sound boop, is... Right there. That's the spinning noise sound.
Did you hear how Squeaky Kitty got drunk?
Yes, I did.
I also listened to, today at the gym, I listened to 11 episodes of Big Fatty.
Oh my God. 11 episodes?
Don't choke on that drink, whatever
you know,
do.
If you would just kept your mouth shut.
Yes, 11 episodes. I know, it's shocking, right?
11 episodes. Wait, no. What speed did you listen to him at?
Because double speed.
So double, even at double speed, 11 episodes of Big Fatty.
110 minutes.
Is 110 minutes.
Yes. Well, I'm trying to catch up, and the only way to do, well, first
I,
of
you
all.
You know, I had the man over for Thanksgiving dinner, and I kept it to 90 minutes with him actually being there with other people talking.
Right.
I could not possibly imagine 110 minutes of Fatty talking.
I've done a lot more than that. I've gone on a trip before, and I've, sorry, I was looking at a picture someone posted with me standing next to Brady. What's his name? Anyway, I've taken like a 4 or 5 hour trip and listened to Big Fatty the entire way. So this was nothing. This was like a mini marathon. But I will tell you something. If you've never listened to any podcast at double speed, first of all, you'd be surprised how fast you can listen to talking and understand it.
No,
you have to train
yourself.
You've
said this before.
But when you listen to regular speed, it sounds like they're talking like this.
Right. Yeah, I can no longer listen to Fatty at regular speed. In fact, if I see him in person, I get impatient. I'm just like, come on, speed up. Shut up. Just get it. Come on.
Right.
Plus, speak faster, old man.
Squeaky Kitty and Poodle McNoodle sound much more entertaining at double speed as well.
Anyway, so you were talking about he's not even here on the list. You know what? This we went way over last week. I had to do a lot of editing last week, by the way. I don't know if you realize that or not. So I don't know. Now I kind of feel like so. Tell me, I watched American Idol. I don't watch The Voice.
Did you edit out stuff last week?
Oh, yes, huge amounts of things. But that's all right. There's an email that came in later in the show that we will get to that I'll talk about.
I'll be really quick. I just want to throw this out there. American Idol is dwindling in popularity, and The Voice is really doing well for Fox, so much so that now they have like 2 seasons a year. They switch back and forth and everything.
Hold on just a second. You do realize that The Voice is on NBC, right?
Okay, well, whatever. It doesn't matter. I record this stuff. Whatever. It doesn't matter. But I have to say, anybody who watches both of those, I just want to ask this question, and you guys can email in, call in, whatever, but The Voice, the judges are much more entertaining. There's much more personality. I think they're much more talented individuals, and the contestants are better singers on The Voice than they are on American Idol. This season, especially, the first episode of The Voice was last night, and a couple of those singers were fantastic. You compare them to the ones they have on American Idol this year, and all of the ones on American Idol suck compared to the ones they had on The Voice last night.
So I don't watch The Voice primarily because it is on twice a year, and that's just too much of a commitment. It's like the same with Dancing with the Stars. Any of those shows that are on like 8 nights a week, and they're just like, you know, like they just like on every single night, and it's like 3 hours a night on every single, you know, it's like they're on NBC, CNBC, and MSNBC, and they're on, it's just like, they're just too much. It's just like too much. I don't watch that much TV, and I'm not willing to dedicate that much of my life to it. On American Idol, I tape it ahead of time. I watch the performances, and then I come back the next night and see the results. I skip past all the guests. I skip past all the other stuff because I just don't have time to invest, you know,
well,
6 hours a week
in
a singing competition.
If you want more personality from the judges and you want
better... That being said, I like Adam Levine. I like Blake Shelton a lot.
Yeah, they're funny.
The two middle judges, either set of the two middle judges, I could do without. I don't care about Usher and Shakira. I don't care about CeeLo and what's her name? Christina.
CeeLo is not returning.
Oh, that's fine. I'm just saying I could care less about the two middle judges, right? It's like you could get by with just Blake and Adam because I find them like much better than, you know, much more entertaining. I don't know if they're better or not, but obviously I think the last five shows, three of them have been won by Blake and two of them have been won by Adam. So it's kind of, you know, clearly they know what they're doing.
Yeah. So anyway, I just
American Idol, I think Harry Connick Jr. is doing a really good job this year. I find him entertaining to watch. He is.
I like him.
So
I hate to say this.
Yes.
But much better than Mariah. Oh my God.
The things I don't like about the thing that I don't like about The Voice is kind of that whole head to head competition thing, or like the elimination and then the steal back, and then it's just like it's really convoluted. The thing that I don't like about American Idol this year is this, you know, just they feel like they have to up the drama, so they're doing all kinds of really gimmicky things, like putting people in, we're going to put them in the chamber, and then the light's going to come on, and then we're going to shoot them with a dart and make them sing while they, you know, run through a poisonous vat of snakes. And it's just like they're really kind of getting hokey with the whole, you know, drama thing. And it's just, you know,
stop it.
It's, I think Tina Fey said it best on the Golden Globes, where it's just like, you know, if anything is even remotely, you know, works remotely well in Hollywood, they're just going to overdo it, you know, to the point that everyone fucking hates it. And it's like, it's getting to that point now. Can we have enough? We've already gotten rid of the X Factor, right? Because they didn't renew it.
Oh, that was even worse. That was like bottom of the barrel talent.
I would be perfectly happy with, I would watch The Voice if it was only on once a year.
Put it on in the summer,
and I'll watch it because I hate Big Brother. So
the other thing that I wanted to mention related to this is, I don't know if anybody watches Food Network on here or who listens to this show in the chat room, whatever. But they have a show, Worst Cooks in America, and there is a flaw to that show. I want to bring this up. You could be the best cook in the world, and you could say, you know what? I want to be on TV. I want to go on Worst Cooks in America. You could pile some shit on a plate and convince them that you were the worst cook in America. And then you could gradually get better as each round goes up until you're like cooking restaurant quality food, and then you could win.
Okay.
I mean, they're tricking us. I mean, please. How could you tell if someone was a bad cook? You could purposely cook bad.
Right.
So, I mean, anyway, I don't know if anyone else has ever had that thought, but I mean, anyway.
Yeah, there you go. The chat room is right. All About Dan in the chat room is right. Just accept the premise, Adam.
Oh, I watch it. I like it.
You do realize if you watch reality TV, which I watch, you know, my fair share of reality television, okay? But if you watch carefully, next time you're zipping through it, kind of slow it down at the end and watch the credits. There are writers on these shows. There are writers on reality shows that write things for people to say. So
I know
it is not really reality at this point in time anymore. Okay. It's just, there were some reality shows, like I guess as close as you could get to like a pristine reality show, like Fishbowl kind of thing. It was like the original Real World, right? It's like, we're just going to set these cameras up. We don't know what's going to happen, blah, blah, blah. Once that became popular and then we've like bastardized that into these new day reality, we have to have people that are cast under certain types of, you know, like I'm cast to be the gay guy, or I'm cast to be the, you know, the good looking girl, or I'm cast to be the geek, or I'm cast, you know, it's insane. It's not real.
Right. And the other thing is Bobby Flay, they have another show where people are competing against him. Well, they brought one of them back, Beat Bobby Flay or whatever. And he used to have Throwdown with Bobby Flay. He always loses.
Adam.
I would not lose. I would not do that show. Yes.
Just accept the premise.
He always loses.
That's your problem with it. That's your problem with the show is that he always loses.
He needs to win. He's a chef. He's like a famous chef. Anyway.
It's kind of like those people that open the door from the inside. Oh my God, I can't believe you're here. Yeah, other than the camera crew and the six production assistants that have been in my house all day long that filmed me opening the door just now. We've talked about this before, and now I don't even want to go to my last thing here because we've gone over again. So it's just, you know, fine, whatever. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, delete it, check it, ding, ding, ding. I have to turn this off because I guess we have a thing. So what is this? Our tech story is in the form of a phone call?
Yeah, I just put it there.
Oh, okay.
It's tech related.
Okay. I have an iPod.
And some of you may not be a tech question. I have an iPod, and I have the iPod cord and a charger. And so I plug it into my hard drive at work, basically just to charge it. So I listen to the radio on this particular iPod. And as of late, I don't know when, 3 weeks ago, 2 days ago, whatever, it's not charging. And something happened, but I don't know what happened. What could have happened? It's plugged in. I unplugged it and plugged it back in. Maybe I should plug it into a different... Well, anyway, nonetheless, I just use it to charge because it's a crappy iPod. It's the kind that has the radio and the video camera. And I listen to the radio from 5 a.m. to... my time is going off. My break's over. Goodbye.
She listens to it from 5 a.m. until her break is over, I guess. I'm confused. I don't know.
She plugs her iPod into one of her USB ports on her computer.
She said she plugs it into her hard drive.
Yeah, right.
I find that's your problem right there, is that a hard drive is a magnetic storage medium, or unless you know it's an SSD, and not actually a power source. But, you know. That
way. So anyway, we can't answer. I'm not a hardware person. It could be the cord. It could be that the USB port that you're plugging it into is not good
anymore.
The
easiest thing to do is to unplug it from your computer, not your hard drive. Unplug that in, right? Take your little Apple charger that you got, the thing that plugs into the wall that has a USB plug on the back of it. Plug that into the wall and see if it charges there. If it does charge, then it's a problem with the USB port on your computer. If it doesn't charge, then it's either a problem with the cable or the iPod itself.
There you go.
See, there you go. Just
we could talk about your other thing in the tech segment.
The only thing that I wanted to talk about, I don't know. I was, when I put that up on the Trello, I was just kind of, it is no secret that I am disappointed in the tech press, the so-called tech press that is out there.
That is true.
It is horrible. It's like the least technical people in the fucking universe are tech journalists, and they just like, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about ever. But this whole hyperbole that we've gotten ourselves into now is like, you know, the Comcast Netflix deal, right? Netflix has reached a paid peering agreement with Comcast. Oh my God, it's the end of net neutrality, is the end of everything. Facebook, made a deal with WhatsApp. Oh my God, they paid $19 billion for WhatsApp, blah, blah, blah. Neither of these two things are true, by the way. There are multiple layers of intricacies on top of these things, right? WhatsApp acquisition by Facebook was valued at $19 billion. However, $12 billion of that is in stock options. So it's not actually real money that traded hands there. It's actually only about $3 billion in cash.
The tech press, air quotes, that I listened to did mention that there was $12 billion in stock
options. I know, but
options.
Every single headline that you read all over the internet is, you know, $19 billion. This is what Facebook could spend $19 billion on instead, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's a very U.S.-centric focus on this thing. And they're like, why? Nobody I know uses WhatsApp, whatever. You know, like, but if you look at the numbers, it's huge internationally, which is Facebook Messenger is not. So it made perfect sense for Facebook to do that. Anyway, it doesn't matter. My point is that there is such a rush to put out the latest clickbait story, right? The latest thing that people are going to click on, right? If Facebook just did something amazing and you won't believe what it is, right? It's just like all of these bullshit headlines that they
click
just want
here.
You to click on, right? It's just so that you can see their fucking ads and their things, whatever. Sator69 is leaving the chat room, and he didn't tell us what play that you should go and see. Wait, let me just say, Sator, before you leave, I heard on another show that the Book of Norman might be a good thing to see. So let
me
know. The Book of Norman. Yeah, it's apparently an off Broadway show about the city of Norman, Oklahoma.
Really?
So it's kind of a mashup between Book of Mormon and Oklahoma. It's called Book of Norman. Yeah, there you go. Curtis says Fatty's mom loved it. So the Hatterina loved it. So anyway, it doesn't matter. So Sator is leaving. So. Now I've already forgotten what I was going to say. What were you going to say?
I was going to say one thing.
Yes, go ahead.
About Comcast and Netflix.
Please go ahead. You're going to get it wrong, but go ahead.
Okay. If indeed they paid or are paying.
They are paying Comcast now, yes.
To get certain quality of service for
the
people.
No. See, and already you've gotten it wrong. You have to here's the problem is you don't. The internet is a very complex thing, okay? It is a internetworked system of computers, right?
Right,
it
I understand
is
that.
Very large, and there are multiple players inside of this arena, right? We are typically only aware of our ISP, right? The person that we pay our internet bill to, be
right.
that, you know, Comcast or AT&T or whoever you has your internet service provider, right? That is who you pay your bill to. However, all of the internet, you know, the internet is all internetworked, right? So what happens is that here you have Comcast that they control the access coming into your house or to my house, right? And I want to get to the network that Netflix is on, which is not on the Comcast network. So I have to go through third tier internet providers in order to connect those two networks. So my traffic has to come from the network that Netflix is on through other networks to get to where I'm at because they're all interconnected with routers, okay? Now, normally what happens is there's peering agreements between these backstreet, you know, these back tier carriers, like Level 3 is one, Cogent is another one. These are all things that you would never pay, right?
Right.
But they're the ISPs that Google pays. They're the ISPs that Comcast pays. They're the backbone of the internet that makes money by, you know, moving the traffic across there, right? So people have always paid fees to these. Google has always paid money to these third tier things. Netflix has always paid money to these things, right? Netflix used to be on Level 3, so they used to pay Level 3 to carry their traffic. Then they switched to Cogent. All that has happened here is that they have now moved from Cogent to Comcast. So they're just paying Comcast the same fees that they were paying Cogent. So it's not all that has happened here is that Comcast has stepped up and said, we will be your transit, right? We will be your transit network.
So, okay. So if that's the case, you know, maybe I have less to worry about, but what irritates me, and I know you say this always happens, but there have been some that have said that certain cable companies will lower your bandwidth for... Now, maybe you completely think that's ridiculous, and maybe you're right.
No, but yes, they did say that, but then their proof of it was specious. So here's the problem. Yes, Netflix was degrading going into Comcast, all right? It was not going into Comcast very well, but it was also not going... It was slowing down going into Verizon and into AT&T. So it was not just solely a Comcast thing. So if you backtrack it, if you read some of the deep technical articles on this, the problem was there was an interconnect between Cogent and the other networks. So think of it this way. The network, you know, the internet is huge and geographically diverse, right? However, the routers that are closer to the physical location of a particular server are, you know, have to bear the traffic of that. So what you had was you had Cogent, right, which was the back carrier for Netflix, that had routers in a certain place, which was like their Netflix drop-off point. Like, we're here. When you want Netflix, you've got to come to these routers that were here. Those routers were getting overloaded with traffic because they were handling all of Netflix traffic. And Cogent was unwilling to buy new routers because they wanted the ISPs to pay money to put in new hardware there so that they could expand it. Right? AT&T, Verizon didn't want to put up money. Comcast didn't want to put up money. So the deal that was struck was Comcast says, you know what? We can route your signals better than that. We can do take that on if you just move to us as your transit back in. Now, I'm not saying that Comcast is not evil or whatever, that they're not, you know, these are basically regulated monopolies that we have across the United States. And I hate that. I hate that we have all I'm saying is that in this particular case, the paid peering agreement that Netflix and Comcast signed is no different than what was already signed. It was not a big deal. And for people to make this, you know, the tech journalist to make a huge deal out of this is just irresponsible and stupid.
I'm saying I pay, and this may be ludicrousness that's coming out of my mouth, but I pay an exorbitant amount, and I don't have Comcast, but pretend I did. I pay a huge, like $100 a month to get 100 down, 25 up or something.
Right. Yes.
Now, I have 100. Now, I understand that's the burst speed and that is not the actual, like, whatever you call it, the maintained, whatever that's called.
Right. Yes.
I understand that. However, if I have 100 megabits burst, I should be able to watch a freaking Netflix show without it buffering.
Yes,
that is the top speed that they offer.
Okay, but let me make this analogy to you, right? My car will drive 100 miles an hour, right? If I took it to the Germany and put it on the Autobahn, I could drive 100 miles an hour. I should be able to drive 100 miles an hour anywhere unless there's traffic that prevents me from doing that. And that's all that was happening here is that, yes, your personal speed coming from your network may be 100 megabits, but the roadblock was happening over near Netflix. So it's like, yes, the people could come down, you know, the interstate closest to you and get to your house, But they were having a log jam back in Wichita, Kansas, somewhere that was preventing the cars from getting onto the internet to get to you. I mean, on the interstate to get to you. So it's a huge, complex thing. That the fact that most of this stuff works is amazing. Now, if you want to get into the whole, you know, like America has the worst internet, right? Mm-hmm. And with the slowest speeds, the most expensive slowest speeds of the entire, you know, civilized universe, then yeah, we can have that conversation. I think we're boring the audience here. But that is a completely different conversation from saying, oh my God, Netflix reached an agreement with Comcast. This is the end of everything, or this is the end of net neutrality or whatever. It's like, this had nothing to do with net neutrality. If it would have been a violation of net neutrality if they were saying, we're going to slow down Netflix, but we're not going to slow down, you know, another, you know, piece of traffic, right? Or to say, like, you know, well, we're not going to let this traffic even come into our thing. That's net neutrality. In this case, there was a hardware reason why this stuff was happening that needed to have money spent on it to make more hardware, and no one was willing to spend that money, and that's what all the kerfuffle was about.
We've all learned something today, ladies and gentlemen. RT Cruiser wants to know if someone else died, please, dear God. And it's all about me. Dan, yes, says, is the, quote, tech segment almost over?
Right. There you go. And so, he's learned that the internet is a huge, complex thing. The news. And by the way, the internet is a series of tubes.
Joseph Valenti celebrated his 96th birthday with a big slice of his favorite apple strudel cake. But there was one filling he didn't count on. A rat. Quote, something isn't right, family members recall the man saying after tucking into the store-baked Signature Series cake from King Cullen Supermarket.
Wait, King Cullen?
Cullen. K-U-L-L-E-N.
Oh.
Cullen.
I was going to say.
King Colon?
Yeah, King Colon. Well, there's your problem right there, is that you bought your cake from someplace called King Colon. That's probably a bigger, more sad thing than doing.
So Valenti fell ill with stomach pains and diarrhea.
Yes.
So someone completely irrelevant to the story, who lives with the victim, investigated the remaining cake and allegedly found a 5-inch long rat's tail still attached to the rodent's hindquarters.
Yes.
He says, quote, I saw something sticking out, he said on Friday after bringing the allegedly infested strudel to law offices of his friend, attorney Ed Yule. I flipped it over and saw the whole tail bleeding into the cake.
Ew.
So Yule is mulling a lawsuit.
God, this is like that scene from Steel Magnolias, except with like real blood, and it's horrible. Never mind. Go ahead.
Well, so King Cullen has had in-store bakeries for over 30 years without one rat incident up till now.
Oh, the chat room has posted a photo of the rat cake.
Now, can I just say something without people attacking me?
No.
Please, everyone, don't attack me. At my office, they put in a brand spanking new food court. Our whole building is going through a remodel. It's going to take years. But one of the things that we basically just had a cafeteria before. But now they've put in a food court, and they have Subway and Chick-fil-A and some Indian place, because we employ a lot of Indian people, and then some other stuff. And they have a Starbucks. Anyway, so I was so excited. I know I should be boycotting Chick-fil-A. Don't tell me. I was so excited about Chick-fil-A because I love chicken minis for breakfast.
And you got sick.
So no, I didn't get sick. So they had their grand opening yesterday, and I get in line and I go up to the Chick-fil-A. I wait in line. I get there.
And they said, I'm sorry, we can't serve you. You're a faggot.
And they, no, it is a limited menu. There are no chicken minis. Whatever. Anyway. So a Salt Lake City businessman is on a mission to get Americans to eat insects.
By the way, Curtis in the chat room says that allegedly infested strudel is his KISS cover band's name.
Okay. That's from another podcast I listen to. They say it all the time. He must listen to The Morning Stream. Anyway.
Right. Because The Morning Stream with Scott Johnson is the people that originated the whole, this is blank, blank, blank is the blank cover band.
Well, it's the only place I've ever heard it.
Okay.
So. Since 2012, Pat Crowley,
several years,
and his business partner, Dan O'Neill.
I'm sorry, Pat Crowley and his business partner,
Dan O'Neill.
Yes.
Have been making high protein energy bars made from ground up crickets. Crowley says eating insects Crowley says eating insects is environmentally friendly and nutritious, and believes his Chapul bar, Yes. By the way, chapul is the Aztec word for cricket, will help get Americans into eating bugs the way California rolls eased many of us into trying sushi. But for many, eating bugs is a hard sell. That's why Crowley came up with an innovative cricket flower.
Were you like hungry when you like picked the news stories this evening?
No.
I'm just asking. Like the rat, did the rat cake use cricket flour? Is that what we're getting at here?
No, I don't eat crickets or rats. So
I do know that when I went to college, there was a class, you know, an evening class that they had that was like, you know, exotic foods from around the world where they ate crickets and shit like that.
So I just have I don't have to finish this story, but I have a question for you, Daniel.
Sure.
Would you eat a cricket?
Possibly. You know, I'm thinking that I've seen one of the YouTube folks that I watch, Wheezy Waiter. I think he actually went to a restaurant in Chicago that serves fried crickets. They're deep fried crickets. They're like the little crickets and they're deep fried and they serve them with other things. So I would probably try one. I don't know that I would like it, but I would try it. Sure.
Well, I am the type, I will say this about myself.
I would be more apt to eat a cooked one than just, you know, to like, here, take a raw cricket and pop it in.
Well, that's like Fear Factor or something.
Right, exactly.
But I will say I am the type, I like to experience new things. And I like to, like I bungee jumped because I really, you know, I didn't want anyone to say that I was too scared to do that. I wanted to try it out for myself, you know. I try things on restaurant menus that I, you know, sound interesting or whatever. So I would like to think I'm open-minded enough, but it's really gross. Have you ever been to a bait shop and smelled the cricket cage?
Yeah, I'm from Florida. Yes.
Or whatever. It's kind of disgusting. Yes. And I used to crickets are so disgusting. I used to have lizards. I had chameleon. Actually, they're annals. Actually, they're in the South. They're really prevalent. So I caught several annals. They change colors just like chameleons, but they're a different shape. Anyway, they're not horny like chameleons are. Like the shape, not the... Anyway.
So chameleons are horny?
Annals look more like Kermit the Frog. Their shape is more like Kermit the Frog. Like their head is kind of like a hand, you know. And chameleons are like all horny and stuff. Anyway.
Yes.
So I used to feed them. I tried to feed them crickets because that was the easiest thing to feed them because I could go to the bait shop and get crickets.
Yes.
They turned their nose up at crickets. They would not eat a cricket. They had to have grasshoppers or katydids.
So you're basically, you had really snooty.
I did. You know, it's funny though. They looked like, if you watch them eating, they have like half the grasshopper hanging out of their mouth. And it looks like one of those old Japanese like Godzilla movies or something.
Anyway. You should basically do that. You should film that and then.
Well, I don't have them anymore. This was a long time ago.
Fine. All right. Are we done with the news?
Yep, that's it.
We have a commercial break that we have to take, and then we'll move on into our birthday segment. So let's pause for this brief commercial break.
Hi, I'm Nowhere TJ, and I'm proud to be a Squarestown resident. Squarestown is a loving and welcoming town. Whether you are looking for the answer to a puzzling question through an interconnected system of tubes and wires, trying desperately to be the first to inform the world of a celebrity death, or just fucking a melon for fun and profit, you belong here. I'd like to invite the listeners of that bastion of podcasting excellence, Dubious Intent Plus, to join Daniel Brewer and Adam Burns in becoming squares by calling 505-926-1584 and saying, "Square me, bitch." And with your residency established, you can then vote for me, Nowhere TJ, for mayor of Squarestown, so we can break ground on the new Mesosphere Sky Jump ride and we can all leap into a new and exciting day of controlled free falls. Squarestown, there's nothing dubious about us. Paid for by the committee to elect Nowhere TJ.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
So sorry, didn't mean to bother. Are you back from your break there?
Huh?
Are you back from your break?
Yeah, I was prepping for the next segment while we had that commercial break.
Oh, I see. You didn't. There you go. We do not take political positions on this show. However, vote for TJ.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't normally endorse people for Squarestown, but when I do. Okay, here is our first one, and I have two clips for this one in case you can't get it on based on the first one.
Yes. All right. This is the new theme song to It's All About Me?
No, it's not. Any clue?
This time of the day. I don't know. No, give me the second clue.
Okay, so here is the person. It's a show. It's a TV show, and here is the person talking that is attached to said show.
Okay.
Women who are wusses like this. Let me give you a profile.
Oh my God, Sally Jesse Raphael.
It is Sally Jesse Raphael.
Actually, I used to listen to her overnight when she did AM radio. I mean, it's like when she was back on TalkNet.
I didn't even know that. But anyway, Sally Jesse Raphael.
Yes, is like 112.
For some reason, that name, it reminded me of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles because one of them was named Raphael.
Right.
And I'm like, whose name's Sally Jesse Raphael? Anyway, she is 79 years old and still wearing those red glasses.
Yes.
The picture I found of her.
Now go take on the... No, that's Dr. Laura. Sally Jesse Raphael was a big... She was a big liberal, so she was... Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here is the next one.
There used to be a gray and tower. All right, this is Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, it is. It's Heidi Klum.
It's not Heidi Klum. I can tell you.
Who is it then?
You don't know who this is?
Google him.
Well, okay, maybe he's dating her, or maybe he was married.
He was married. They're divorced now, but he was married to Heidi Klum. This is Seal. He was married to Heidi Klum for many years. They have children together.
You know, what is Seal doing nowadays?
He is living off of alimony from Heidi Klum, I'm assuming.
I mean, because he had like one song, right? Or at least one song that anybody can point to, and that's it. Mm-hmm. You hear nothing about Seal.
Right, but I think we have proven, you know, Vera Charles did that one guest spot on Murder, She Wrote like 35 years ago and has made, you know, she's been milking the money off of it. I'm telling you, you get huge money in the industry. You just have to, the dude that wrote Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, he just, you know, he doesn't do anything now. He just sits back and every Christmas he gets, you know, a big check.
All right, so maybe Seal should write and sing the next theme song to It's All About Me.
Yeah, there you go.
He could have
now
a comeback.
Now we're talking. You're talking.
All right, so here's the next one. Do I have two for this one? Let me see. No, just one for this one.
All right, here we go. Without a net. Shame bright like a diamond. Shame bright like a diamond.
Fine light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy.
Is it Nicki?
Is it who?
Nicki Minaj? Or
it's not Nicki Minaj.
I don't know.
Chat room, do you know who this is?
They all sound alike to me.
So this is Shine Bright Like a Diamond, or actually the name of the song is Diamond. And yes, It's All About Dan does have it correct in the chat room. It is Rihanna.
Rihanna, okay.
Yes, Rihanna.
You know what? Rihanna, Britney, whatever, they all sound alike.
Rihanna is a current. Britney has moved to Vegas and she.
Whatever. I'm just saying. They're all, you know, they all.
Now, this one is going to be tricky if you can get. This is the last one, by the way. I'm letting you know.
Yes.
And this first theme song will be tricky and I'll be impressed if you get it based on this one. But I have two theme songs and I know you'll get it on the second one. So you should try to get it on this first one.
I'm going to try to get it on. If you only had a penny to your name, you'd go and buy her a bright and shiny ribbon for her hair.
just to see her smile. We catch a breeze and gladly fly her up tight and keep her dancing in the air. She's a kind of...
Any clue?
This is like, what, a 1960s sitcom? Or
It's a sitcom, and it was, I'm not sure when it was. It was 1970s.
Okay, yeah, you got me. It's not Rhoda, so I don't know.
Okay. All right, so now this person was in this show.
Yes.
And this person was also in this show.
Life is such a sweet.
Shit, I know this song.
We just talked about this a couple
of... Is this Valerie's Family?
Well, it was renamed.
The Hogans.
Yes.
So, is it Sandy Duncan?
It is, Sandy Duncan.
Wow.
So the first one I played was the theme to the Sandy Duncan show.
Oh my God, I didn't even know there was a Sandy Duncan show.
Yeah, so apparently...
My favorite way to listen to her is right out of the box.
So she's so I looked up Sandy Duncan, and she actually was more known because she was a Broadway star. So, and did lots of musicals and stuff like that, but she was given a show.
See, now had you played the Peter Pan, she played Peter Pan on Broadway. I knew that. And she had a glass eye.
She does not have a, she had eye surgery.
No, she has a glass eye. She eats Wheat Thins and she has a glass eye.
Right. So she was in a bunch of musicals, and then CBS cast her as Sandy Stockton in the CBS sitcom Funny Face. She went away and had eye surgery and then came back, and the show had good enough ratings that they brought the show back, but they renamed it the Sandy Duncan Show.
Wow.
But after 13 episodes, they canceled it. And then way, way later, she went on to do Valerie's
Family. The Hogan
Family,
The Cat from Outer Space, The Fox and the Hound, The Swan Princess, The Million Dollar Duck. She's done a lot of things.
Yeah, she's also done voice work.
Most of those, Fox and the Hound. She actually wasn't in The Fox and the Hound other than a voice.
Oh, okay.
Animated.
She did voice work for My Little Pony as well.
My Little Pony.
She played Firefly and Applejack, and then reprised her role as Firefly in the My Little Pony and Friends TV series.
I love Applejack. All right.
Anyway.
All right, RT Cruiser in the chat room is saying that we forget someone. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think we said happy birthday to Timmy Sims last week. Did we not?
I don't remember, but you know
anyway,
what?
If we missed it, is it RT Cruiser's birthday? I did not know that.
Happy birthday, RT. So Cruiser. Let me tell you, Big Fatty does Pride 48 birthdays on his show.
He fucks them up all the time.
We don't want to plagiarize. We don't want to be like, it's all about
That's
me.
Not true. If I knew that it was RT Cruiser's birthday, I would have paid it. Maybe you should, let me just give you a hint right now, ladies.
Email us.
No, I just going to say, today that we are recording is February 25th, 2014. Ladies and gentlemen, that gives you 33 shopping days until my birthday. So my birthday, just in case, you want to drop this hint around to anyone like that. I'm coming off of a major parasitic infection that has cost me a lot of money to treat. But, so if you want to toss me a birthday present, please do. I think I'm going to be 60 this year. I'm going to be 60 years old this year. So it's a big 6-0 this year.
By the way, Sandy Duncan is 68.
Exactly. March 28th.
And RT, if your birthday is tomorrow, if your birthday is on the 26th, then technically we wouldn't cover your birthday until next week.
Oh, please. It's R.T. Cruiser. You know, I feel like we should sing him a separate birthday song. Happy birthday.
But Daniel. Right,
yes.
Did you make cake?
Oh, Jesus. I hate that so much. All right. Speaking of things that I hate that much, let's listen to our first voicemail, shall we?
Hello, lovies. It's, yes, you know who it is. Yes.
Stop it.
And if you know, here's another clue. Wait a minute. Here we go. I'm just listening. I'm just listening to the Dubious Intentions, and I just heard that Betty White is dead, and evidently I will be receiving $15 for this, what do you call it? For this important information. Yes, right, that's what it is. Thank you for calling.
Right, yeah. Do you remember?
Did it hang up?
Do you remember when we were? Remember you asking me if I had heard Poodle McNoodle drunk?
Is it hung up? Why did it not hang up?
I think this was the.
Fatty, we don't know.
And now we know, you know, in the background on that fatty show when Poodle McNoodle was drunk, now we know what she was doing. She was making that phone call, I'm pretty sure.
And Big Fatty visits the Horror Hotel more than. Yes. I don't know.
More than?
A lot.
More than a lot. Excellent.
Betty White is not dead, by the way. Don't even.
Yeah, Betty White is not dead. And also, the $15 thing, that's. I don't remember how much of it we left on the show and how much of it we realized afterwards when we were talking about the new pricing thing that R.T. Cruiser had suggested, because he was saying that Betty White has 15 pages on Wikipedia, but it really depends on your screen resolution.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you mean? Wikipedia is one long, continuous page.
If you're on a cell phone, you're going to get $100 for Betty White or something. Right. But
so, I mean, if the thing that we figured out that if you were going to go with that model, that we would have to do is you would have to print it to a PDF. So that then you can count the number of pages on a PDF. So to at least standardize it.
If Betty White dies between now and Pride 48,
yes,
I will add $50.
Oh my God, $50.
My own personal, and no, look.
You're like putting a hit out on Betty White.
Don't anybody kill her. That makes it null and void. She's not going to die. She's going to live to be like 120 and still
be acting.
She
dies and there's any kind of suspicious things around it, they're going to track down this piece of audio. If Betty White dies, I'll pay $50. They're going to haul you away.
I don't want her to die. I'm saying that's how important she is to me. She is the last Golden Girl. You guys don't understand. If you ever listen to the Adam and Maddie show, we watched the Golden Girls every day while we ate dinner. Every day.
Excellent. We got this email that came in. It says, "Hi, Daniel. This is Tim in Minnesota. You made me smile when you spoke of curling during the most recent DI Plus episode. Your fascination with the game led you to get some education, and how you spoke to the game, i.e. hitting the button, showed that research. Us curlers appreciate that. Yes, I am a curler. Well, I was back in high school and college in Wisconsin. During that time, I curled with and against folks in their 70s and early 80s.
Wait.
Yes.
He curled when he was in high school?
Yes.
I thought curling was only for middle-aged to older-aged
men. No, he's saying right here, he's curled with and against folks into their 70s and early 80s, so you'll have no problem.
Have you curled against Betty White by any chance?
You'll have no problem in your 50s. Most of the old farts beat the pants off us younger ones, which I think goes back to that the rainbow penis place that the getting the pants off the younger ones last time that we were, I don't know. Anyway, there are many curling clubs in Connecticut, so you should be able to find one close to you. Thank you for all you do for Pride 48 and say hi to Adam. Hey, Adam.
Hey.
Tim in Minnesota says hi.
Hey, Tim. Hi, Tim. By the way, if you email contact@dubiousintent.com, it will go to both of us.
Yes.
And then you can say hi to me.
It doesn't matter. So these are the things that they, because I think I said something about the things that they were shouting out. He says the things that they shout are harder, and hurry hard are the things that they shout out there. Now, it's interesting that he brings up, by the way, thank you, Tim, for reaching out. And I have a couple of things to say about this. So the first thing I wanted to say is I actually did check around here before, when I was interested in curling when I first started, you know, watching it. I did check around here for a curling club, and I have not found a curling club here that is active. There's a lot of curling clubs that are trying to get, they're like doing, you know, seminars or whatever on like, you know, what curling is, like more educational classes and whatnot, and they're not so much. I kind of like wanted to find an established league that I could go and watch for a while and be a spectator a few times before I, you know, jumped into the whole thing. Anyway, it's it was fascinating. You know, I have made lots of curling jokes in my life, but I kind of find the game kind of interesting. I think it's really kind of fascinating. I was following the U.S. teams did horrible in the Olympics, but I was following the U.K. team who was doing quite well. Anyway, but here's what I wanted to say. So the last show, we went way over. We actually, I think when I got the files, we were at about an hour and 37 or 40 minutes.
We don't have a time limit, so I don't see why you say way over.
Because anyway, the point is I started looking for things to cut. And when you're editing shows and you're cutting things, you look for the standalone things, right? So the things that you talk about that you throw away. So just to give you an idea, I cut out probably about 20 minutes of last show. So the last show, about 20 minutes of it's hit the floor. And it was stupid stuff. I think I went on about Big Fatty, about Gin Week. I went on for about like 5 minutes on a little rant about Big Fatty in Gin Week that just never really went anywhere. It wasn't very funny, so I cut that. There was a... what else did I do? I cut out one entire news story that just didn't work.
I was going to say, do you cut news stories when you're looking for things to cut? Is that what you do?
No, but... They're kind of prime targets because they're things that, you know, the standalone things, right? And that whole curling piece was a standalone piece, right? In other words, I could have cut it out. We never referenced it again. We didn't, like, you know, talk about it again. So it would have been an easy prime thing to cut. But for some reason, I decided to keep it. And so I'm pleased that someone out there liked
See,
it. So just
Turnip Head says, don't cut anything.
In fairness, of the 20 minutes I cut, one of them was your news story. But probably the other three things that I cut, each about 5 minutes, were all me. So it was just things that just didn't work. So I cut out the Big Fatty rant because it just didn't work. I think I talked about the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon and that never went anywhere. So I kind of cut that entire piece out.
Actually, can I just say?
What?
There's another podcast out there that thinks that Pride 48 podcasts are too incestuous. So we should cut out any time we mention any other Pride 48 show.
No. No.
So that would save a lot of time. And I was going to say, if other podcasters cut out every boring bit, Big Fatty would have no show.
It was just, you know what? It's a lot to ask people to listen to almost 2 hours. And there were just pieces that clearly didn't work. I mean, it's just like listening back to them and editing. It's like they weren't that interesting. They weren't that funny. They could have gone away. And so they did. They went away. So anyway, I left in the curling thing. So I was happy that someone actually liked that. Let's go to our last phone. Yes. Thank you, Tim. Let's go to our last phone call here from Kathy Bacon.
Thank you for calling. If anyone besides Kathy Bacon, please leave a message after the tone.
I'm predicting that Baron Frosty listener line dead. Can you believe he did that? All right, everybody call him, please. After you're done calling D.I. Yeah. And Adam. And saying, how's Sydney? Is Sydney pooping? Of course Sydney's pooping. Is Sydney recycling for poop? That's what we should say. There you go. It should be Sydney recycling Burns.
Was she drinking?
What's his name? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Cupcake. No.
What?
Oh my gosh, I swear. It's the dead thyroid, guys. Honest, I promise. It's nothing but a dead thyroid.
Do you have any idea what that was about?
That was like, that's like when Kathy Bacon called, and by the way, everyone, that was Kathy Bacon for any of you who don't know who that is. And when she calls, it's kind of like those inner thoughts that normal people don't ever mention. She like calls and whatever inner thoughts she's having, she just like spits them out
inner
onto the
monologue,
voicemail.
Yeah, just comes vomiting out of her.
Yeah.
So I think what she was getting at is, so I guess if you call the next Blime voicemail, it says something. What are you laughing at? Are you laughing at Curtis?
It's all about Dan. Posted a picture of a dog scooting on the floor.
Yes.
Mark has a video
of Sydney
doing that.
I've seen it. Yes, I've seen the one of Sydney scooting on the floor. Anyway, so I guess if you call the next Blime voicemail, it says something about don't call if you're Kathy Bacon or something. I don't
Yeah, that's what it said. She had it playing in the background when she called.
Anyway, and I guess she wanted people to call it and ask if Adam's dog was recycling its poop. I don't.
She's not. Well, she's getting much better, but now she farts a lot. I don't know why.
All right. Excellent. Thank you. And least... Those are our emails and our voicemails. Thank you. Oh, wait. No. Do we have one more? There's a Scotty file at the end. Is that?
A Scotty file?
Oh, this came through on Google Plus. So Scotty on Google Plus said that he likes the old Dora birthday song too, Daniel. I'm on Adam's side. And he was all triumphant about that. Until I pointed out to him that actually Adam was hated the Dora song, so you're on my side. And then he was very bummed out about that. So
I like the original birthday song.
I know you like the original birthday song. Excellent. All right, so there you go. That's our contact.
3, 2, 1. Contact.
By the way, did you know Betty White has 5 or 6 books out?
I did not. But why? Six. Why would this surprise you?
I'm tying it in to our other Betty White talk, so you can't cut that out. Just tying it in.
You're editing this time.
I'm tying up loose ends, so nothing can be. Oh, that's right. I am.
You're editing this time. You know what? It's editing. I think last week's show came out great.
I think the pieces that
were cut out were superfluous. We try all kinds of things, and sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. So
you didn't cut out the title of the show, did you?
No, I did not. I cut out, like I said, I cut out me talking about Late Night with Jimmy Fallon and I was talking about Big Fatty and Gin Week, and I cut it out. And then what was the other thing that I talked about? I forget. Something else. And then there was a news story. I could have just cut out the entire news segment. And since you don't listen, now I know that next time I'll just cut out the entire news segment.
See, now I'm listening to the whole thing. Whatever. Why do I have to listen to my own show? We do it. I hear it firsthand.
You don't. You do not have to listen to it.
No, you don't want me because now you're going to cut all my shit. Well, we're going to cut this story and we're going to cut the birthdays.
I did not cut the birthdays. It would be difficult to cut the birthdays because we do a slow fade from the birthday song into the contact song. So I'd have to redo a cold intro to the contact song and edit it into the after it's been faded up.
Anything about melons?
No, I leave everything in about rainbow melons.
3, 2, 1.
I'm sure what I meant to do was to hit this button. CI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
Did you know you can make ice cream out of snow?
You know, I do live in Connecticut. I was aware of that. And you know what else? It tastes like shit. It's just, you're just better off going to any one of the 9,000 dairies around here where they like make real homemade ice cream and just getting some homemade ice cream.
It's got to be dangerous. I mean, you know, the snow is like polluted.
Polluted snow. You stay away from the gray and the yellow snow. You know what? We did not mention It's All About Me enough. We should have talked about them more.
We need to be more incestuous.
We have to do that next
really?
Time.
Really?
Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.
Dubious Intent Plus. It's Kevin and Danbury. Harold Ramis has died. Director Harold Ramis has died. This just in.
This is Mags of Chaotic Cravings calling for the celebrity death phone. Harold Ramis, who played Egon Spengler in the Ghostbuster movies, died at age 69 today. No clue how, but said he had a long illness. So hopefully he's at much more peace now. Bye.
Harold Ramis, Kathy Bacon. Okay, Harold Ramis, Ramis. It's Ramis. Dead. Okay, so this is just funny. I didn't know that. My husband sent a text to me for that. So anyway, it's Mr. Bacon, if if we're the first caller. He should get the credit. So, Mr. Bacon, this is Mr. Bacon calling for Harold Ramis. Is that his first name, Harold? God dang it. Seriously, if you could hear me, like, in person right now, I have the dead thyroid voice. It sounds like I smoked a million packs of cigarettes yesterday. Anyway, speaking of a million packs of cigarettes the other day, Ricky Burton had posted, the lady sounds like she smoked a million pack of cigarettes and smells like she smoked 2 million. But anyway, smokers, please quit. Okay. I'll forget it.
Yeah, hi guys. Arte Cruiser. Just reading this little guest phone. Maria von Trapp, the original, not the one in the movie, has died at 99, and I may be joining you soon. Bye.
Hello, it's Kathy Bacon again. Oh my gosh, Robin Thicke and his wife's marriage is dead. Okay, I suppose, I bet you $1 million now that his grinding with Miley was to grind on his wife's nerves, and they were probably having problems from the get-go. It was like, I'll show you. Okay, well, anyway, he's a sharp dresser, so. Guys, do you hate me? Okay. Goodbye. Okay, seriously, I hope I won.